White. Elms Haven, St. Helena, California, December 28, 1905. My dear son, I do not know where to send letters to you, but perhaps Brother Chrysler will know. Elder Haskell and his wife came yesterday. We have given much time to them. They have nothing to tell of a discouraging character. I am quite well, and I can see very much to be done. As I read the daily papers, I can see that the world is fast becoming as it was in the days of Noah. People are becoming utterly reckless of life. Men and women, and even little children, are increasing in wickedness day by day. If man had always obeyed the law of God, how different the earth would be from what it now is. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1, verse 12. We can plainly see that everything is being stirred. Saith the Lord, I will turn and overturn. We see that nothing is sure and steadfast. The world is in complete agitation. The movements made by the people of God are to be made on a sure and certain basis. At no time are we to be reckless. We are to keep strictly to a firm belief in the Word of God. The condition of things foretold by Christ has come. We read that in Noah's day the earth was filled with violence. Is there not violence in the world today? Is there not cruel bloodshed by those who are workers of iniquity? We are surely living in the last days of this earth's history. Never have I been so deeply impressed of this as for several nights in the past. I am stirred, deeply stirred, with the conviction that we should now be truly converted every day as vessels unto honor. We must study the words in Deuteronomy, where the children of Israel renewed their covenant with the Lord. Our covenant with him is to be renewed, and all stubbornness of heart taken away. The Lord is in earnest with us. We must arouse the people. We must be true and obedient, for the world is to see in us the working of the Spirit of God. We must draw near to God, that he may draw near to us. We must make a perfect surrender. We cannot venture to run any risks. We must begin to labor on the subject of temperance. We must take this matter up in the way that the Lord has often presented to me should be done. I will write you more fully on this later on.